Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Boy, hasn't this weather, especially last weekend, over Easter weekend, has it been fantastic?
I know. In fact, I think I was outside with the dog so long, and I wasn't prepared. I was dressed way too warm. So I was pretty hot and sweaty by the time I walked home because, you know, it's just, it's not usual for this early in April.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. So you're not always, like, prepared for it. You know, not that I'm complaining.
Right.
I'm complaining that I was not prepared.
Well, actually, I think on Easter Sunday, last Sunday, I got sunburned on my forehead and sitting out in the sun. So there's
yeah,
the first sunburn
it was,
of the season.
It was really warm. It was. Yeah. I know. Even the dog was looking for shade. But, you know, she is kind of a house pup, so what can you say?
Right.
Anyway, so.
All right. Well, I know you're, the library's open again, regular hours, right, Cindy?
Yes, we are open all the time now. Our regular hours, which is Monday and Friday, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. So the doors are open. We do limit how many people can be in here at one point in time, of course, and not a lot of loitering around because, you know, we still have some of those pesky rules about some of that. But yeah, I mean, we're open. We want to see people, so come on down and visit us, and let us help you with your reading needs, I guess. It's super exciting to be open like that again.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So tell us what's happening. What do you got scheduled for this week or the month?
Well, we've got quite a few things going on. Of course, this is National Library Week, so we always encourage people to pop in and visit us and see your library and tell us what we can do, I guess, for you and everything. So keep that in mind. Also, what we have going on as far as activities and things, we have some take and makes for adults because we still can only have some limited in-person programming. And that's where we have Steve Stairroot here twice a month, and he will be here on the 13th and the 27th from 1 to 3. And we are able to have our book club in person, and that's on the 26th at 5 p.m. And we're reading The Mystery of Mrs. Christie by Marie Benedict. But we do have some take and makes. In fact, if you're interested, we've got a take and make for adults on rock and mineral jewelry. And so what you do is you make an appointment to come in, and I have about 40-some different types of rocks and minerals from all over the world. Mm. I've got Larimar from the Caribbean. I've got stuff from South Africa. I've got rock crystals. I've got all sorts of different things that people can make into jewelry, and you'll get a choice of making a necklace or a ring. I've got amethyst. I've got just a little bit of everything for people.
Well, that sounds really fun.
It is. It's really cool. And it's very simple instructions. I've got a video that I'll be posting that will go along with it. And so if you're interested, you give us a call, make an appointment with us, because we want people to choose what they want. And so we're doing 15-minute appointments for people to come in and choose their rock and mineral and whether they want to make a ring or a necklace and some embellishments and things like that. So check our Facebook page for some pictures of some things if you're interested, or our website. And always give us a call at 289-1681, and that is our adult take and make for April. We also are having a teen take and make where they can make a bath and body product and everything. And so if you give me a call, we have kits for teens to pick up for that. And we're always having a variety of children's take and make. So just give us a call, stop in. We've always got lots of things. I think we even have a few sock bunnies left from last week. So if you're interested, pop on over and pick up a take and make, or give us a call and make some arrangements for us to do those things as well. Just a lot of kind of interesting things that we try to offer here at the mm-hmm. Appleton Library.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, we've got a variety of things that are out. Lisa Scottline has a book out called called Eternal. Three people involved in a love triangle find everything they hold dear is tested. As the powers to be grow and laws change in Rome. Jacqueline Winspear has a book called The Consequences of Fear, and it's her 16th book in the Macy Dobbs series. So if you're reading that, and Janet Ivanovich and Steve Hamilton have their 7th book in the Fox and O'Hare series out, and then Stuart Woods has his 57th book in the Stone Barrington series. So this is the week of different series, I guess, huh? Interesting in nonfiction is Lisa Genova has written a nonfiction book called Remember, and it's a neuroscientist and novelist explores the strengths and weaknesses of memory. So, Paul, how good is your memory?
Not good. The older I get, the worse it gets, it seems, but it's okay, I guess.
I think sometimes it might be selective.
Yeah, it is. For men, it's probably selective, yes.
I think so, too. But I do think as people age, those things do, yep, you know, ebb and flow and change and everything.
How's yours?
Actually, mine is pretty good. I remember too much, probably. At least that's what my husband says.
Yeah?
Yep, just forget about that. Move on.
Good.
It's just kind of interesting, you know, how everybody, you know, and then what's important to you is what you kind of remember as well. But it would be, you know, an interesting book to read because I think it's a super interesting topic.
Okay, good.
So that's what I know this week.
Okay. All right. So I know you have a Facebook page and a website, and talk about that a little bit and where you're located.
Yes, we do have a website and a Facebook page. Of course, we also, you know, have the radio show that people can listen to, a column in the newspaper in the Appleton Press. I do that weekly. And then every other month, I put out a newsletter. In fact, my next newsletter will probably come out now in May. And everything. So those are some interesting things that you can sign up and register for if you want to. And then keep in mind that we are open to the public Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Otherwise, just give us a call at 289-1681.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Thanks for the chat today, and we'll talk to you next week or next time then.
That sounds fabulous. You have a great week.
All right. That's Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.